Samonte was just a teenager when she first sought help for her mental health from a school counsellor. The Melburnian, who is now in her 20s, was struggling with the pressures and expectations surrounding her education and future. But years later, when she saw a psychologist who was of a different cultural background, Samonte found they didn't understand her and her situation.
She couldn't understand the specific challenges I faced being a Bangladesh Hindu immigrant to Australia. So it would have been better to have someone of like South Asian descent who was also Hindu to be able to help me sort out my challenges of like navigating different cultures.
A new online resource launching this weekend is aiming to do just that. HeartChat puts people from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds in touch with mental health professionals relevant to their background. Those seeking support will be able to access a directory of mental health professionals who can speak a patient's language or who are of their culture or faith. Patients also have the option to book a telehealth appointment. Clinical neuropsychologist and commissioner at the Victorian Multicultural Commission, Dr. Judy Tang, says the resource is vital.
I've had clients come through and say, it's been so hard for me to find someone like you, someone who can speak my language or know my culture. It took me ages just to get this booking. So we know that the access is not as accessible, like getting to us is not easy in the first place.
Dr. Tang says having someone to speak to who doesn't need religious norms, cultural nuances, or political or sexual preferences explained to them can be significant and even life-saving. Unfortunately, the neuropsychologist has heard of insensitive sessions with professionals who fail to understand a patient's background.
Someone from an Indigenous background, and you know, there's been concerns that mental health professional might have said to them, why don't you go out bush and be with your people? And that's not necessarily what that Indigenous person would have identified with.
Insensitive or inappropriate comments is exactly what Sydney-based psychologist Yelena Zelezkov-Juric is trying to avoid. Ms. Juric, who is of Serbian background, signed up to be a mental health professional on HeartChat's website. She says she is able to relate to her clients without them having to explain cultural practices or customs or feel judged about their differences.
Look, for me it's easier to understand because I know where they're coming from when they present with those issues, you know. You can read about different cultures, but if you're not coming from a particular culture, you will never understand, you know, what those people are experiencing. Unless you are born and raised and your generations are from that culture, you really cannot understand where they're coming from truly.
Dr. Juric can speak languages, Bulgarian, Macedonian and Slovenian. She often gets calls from clients who just want someone they can speak to in their own language.
You know, they would like to speak in their native kind of language. Some of them, they just don't know English or, you know, they cannot express themselves as well. It's very actually difficult to express yourself, you know, in another language, especially from a psychological perspective, like when you want to talk about your feelings and, you know, relationships, emotions, it's really difficult sometimes.
Neuropsychologist Dr. Tang says cultural and language barriers in existing counselling can discourage people from seeking help.
It's unfortunate. Sometimes mental health professionals just have their own assumptions and that can come out wrong, you know, when it comes to cultural faith. And that's when they get it so wrong in some cases, that's when a person loses interest and motivation to continue on accessing mental health services. And that's what we definitely don't want to give that negative experience to our multicultural communities.
Culturally diverse Australians have long faced difficulty in accessing support services due to language or cultural barriers, stigma in their communities around mental illness, or just not knowing where to start the journey towards care. During the pandemic, calls to mental health support services have risen sharply. Dr. Tang says it has never been more important for people from diverse backgrounds to have easy access to the right kind of support.
It's impacted everyone, and especially our multicultural communities, around, you know, limitations to visiting family, which is, you know, for a lot of cultures, is a very important aspect of their life. So with HakChat, it'll be a one step to making it easier for them to find someone suitable.
And if you or anyone you know needs help, contact Lifeline on 13 11 14. Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.